Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hot garbage might be an extreme way to look at what happened yesterday when Jameson Taillon could not get through clean innings and only gave 4 innings of work as the team that the Cubs were facing, the Milwaukee Brewers, escaped with a 2-game split. But today is a new day as we welcome you into Rahimi and Harris. Layla with the day off, so it's me, Marshall Harris, along with Mark Grody, and we are broadcasting live from Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs Mariners here at Wrigley. Zach Zaman will do his pregame show from right here at Gallagher Way starting at 12:45, leading you up to first pitch. It's all brought to you by IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation, here with the activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com to learn more. Let's get the propers out of the way, if you will. We are being assisted by Ray Diaz back at the studio. Robbie Triano holding it down. Also, Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertz, Rich Wyatt, C.S. Henderson helping us out with the Twitch feed out here at Gallagher Way, where they're about to let the people in. Hopefully they can stay dry because rain is in the forecast from what I'm being told, 10:30 to 12:30, which should end before first pitch. But the bigger news today is it is Sammy Sosa Day at Wrigley Field. Mark, Sammy Sosa is in the building. He's already talked to PCA this morning. I like that fusion and connection.
Yeah, there's going to be a Sammy Sosa energy in the ballpark today. I know that he's going to be in our radio booth with Pat and Ron and Zach in the fourth inning today of the ball game. So it'll be very interesting to hear Sammy Sosa and all his Sammy Sosa-ness during that interview. He'll be everywhere today. You'll see him everywhere. And we will certainly be talking about Sammy Sosa. It hurt me too, Marshall, to listen to the open of this show and to relive the ninth inning and the way that game ended yesterday. Because guess what? The Cubs this season don't lose those games. In the games in which the Cubs are down big and they come back and they're within one run in the ninth inning, they win those damn games this year, and they didn't yesterday. There's nothing more excruciating than watching your team and they're down a run. It's the ninth inning, guy on base, and Seiya Suzuki hits a hard ground ball. Ian Happ out at second, Seiya out at first, PCA on deck. Ugh!
It might give you traumatic flashbacks to games in which you saw Sammy Sosa in the hole or on deck and the game comes to an end, because that's what it feels like when you see Pete Crow Armstrong right there. We know what his first at-bat was about as he hit his 20th home run of the season and become the fastest Cub ever to get to 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases. Who was faster before him? Oh, I'm glad you asked. It was Sammy Sosa back in 1994 when he did it. It took him 96 games. So PCA now on pace for a 44 season, tied for the fast fourth quickest route to getting to 2020. The funniest thing about the 2020 guys, the other guys he's tied with and ahead of him, they never made it to 40-40. So you wonder, can PCA be the guy to make it to 40-40 out of that group?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, assuming that this keeps up and there's still I'm pretty sure it's real, like the power part of this, Marshall, but it does, like, is he truly this now a 40 home run guy? Like, on the ever, like, I have a feeling he's gonna have 40 home runs this year the way he's been, but is he truly that guy every year, or is this just an outstanding spectacular season for PCA?
I'm gonna give him time to grow. He's 23 years old.
We don't know
if he hits 40 home runs this year, one will complain, I can tell you that. That hasn't happened, I think, since Derek Lee did it back in the day. So there's that. But I want the callers and the texters to weigh in on this. 312-644-6767. We are not wasting time. We are taking your calls throughout because I want to know what people's feelings are about having Sammy Sosa now back in the building. We knew this was coming this season. The Cubs tried to spring a surprise on everyone by just having him show up for game one between the Cubs and the Mariners. And the Mariners are a team that are a game over 500, squarely in the race in the American League for a playoff spot. But now you've got Sammy Sosa, and as you said, that Sammy Sosa type injury. How do you feel about Sammy Sosa? I know there are conflicted feelings, and I understand. On one hand, you say Sammy Sosa, he roided it up. He didn't do it, quote unquote, the clean way. That's one vantage point. Sammy Sosa is a cheater. The other vantage point is Sammy Sosa did amazing things for the Cubs fan base. He did amazing things for Major League Baseball at a time in which Major League Baseball was suffering post-1994 and the work stoppage there. So there's two sides of that coin. Here's my stance on it, Grody. Pretty straightforward on this. Sammy Sosa deserves to be appreciated by the fan base that he made happy for all those years, coming up with big home run after big home run, whether it was you remembering him running onto the field with the flag, whether it was the big home runs with the hop and the skip and let's get around these bases. But also, understand this. He is serving a penance. Even though the Cubs have welcomed him back after a two-decade absence with open arms, he ain't going to Cooperstown. And that is the penance. So for the people out there who say he deserves to be punished, he was wrong for what he did, he's still being punished. Because 600-plus home runs will not get him into the Hall of Fame.
It's why everybody in this argument is correct. If you are somebody who does not like Sammy Sosa and is not into the vibes of today, and you think he's a cheater and he shouldn't be honored here today, guess what? You're right, because we're all adults here. Sammy Sosa definitely used performance-enhancing drugs. We all know that, and it is a big part of the why that the numbers got that gaudy. So you are absolutely right if you are done with Sammy Sosa. But on the other side, the reason I can handle it is because Sammy Sosa did his time. He did his baseball jail time. Like you said, he ain't getting into the Hall of Fame. His numbers have went down every single time he came up for potential election into the Hall of Fame. He has been blacked out by this organization up until the Cubs convention last year. So he has been punished and maybe to some degree embarrassed by like not just Major League Baseball, but by the Cubs organization, because they pushed back on him. Tom Ricketts pushed back on him until they decided, I guess the Cubs have decided that now is the time he can come out of Cubs jail, and now he is welcome back as a free man here at Wrigley Field.
I'm going to push back on the embarrassed part. I don't think Sammy Sosa's embarrassed. I think Sammy Sosa's like, yeah, I did my time, but I get what I want, which is to be welcomed back and maybe have his jersey retired. And I believe he'd be the first Cub to have their jersey retired without making
you
it into the Hall of Fame.
You don't think his pride was shot? Like, this is a proud, proud man who can't even tell the truth about steroids and a lot of things.
That's the thing.
Because of his pride and because he was probably he'd be too embarrassed to admit, yeah, I needed help to hit all of those home runs.
Well, I think, yes, he might be a tad bit, quote-unquote, embarrassed, but he wasn't embarrassed enough to say, what I did was wrong, I shouldn't have done it. He said, I was just doing my best to help the team. Now, here's what we know about Sammy Sosa at Wrigley Field today. Bob Nightingale broke the news that Sosa would be here. The Cubs are having him here. We know Pete Crow Armstrong in his interview with David Hall, which if you didn't hear that, go back, use the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Listen to that in full. It was at 9:30 on Mully and Hall this morning. Sammy will be at Wrigley Field today. He's already here. He will be getting a tour as this is his first time back since most of the renovations have been made. This is also in preparation for the Cubs Hall of Fame induction ceremony later in the summer. So he's going to be inducted into the Cubs Hall of Fame. He will address the media in the press box at some point prior to the game, and he's expected to join the Hall of Famer, an actual Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer during the game on the radio broadcast right here on The Score and the Cubs Southwest Airlines Radio Network. So we have that. But we want to know what you think about this. 312-644-6767. Let's get it started. Let's go to Jim in Palatine. Jim, Sammy Sosa is in the building today. He has been let back into the Cubs and out of, as Mark Grody calls it, Cubs jail. What are your feelings, Jim?
I'm totally embarrassed as a Cubs fan. How low do you got to go? This guy's cheated. He lied. Even when they put him back in, brought him in earlier, he wouldn't admit I mean, Cubs overlooked it, but he still wouldn't admit what he did. He says, oh, I made some mistakes, but he didn't say he used steroids. And it's so darn obvious. And to put him in the Hall of Fame, he'll never get into baseball's Hall of Fame, but how embarrassing to bring him back. That is the way I feel as a Cubs fan. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it, but I can't say, please, I'm the only one that feels that way.
Jim, you're not the only one that feels that way. We appreciate your phone call. And, Mark, I think what you said might be the most accurate way to describe the situation from the overall point. If you feel one way, you're right. And if you feel the other way, you're also right.
Yeah.
Two things can be true.
Yeah.
I'm just of the belief that he's still going to be punished. So that's why I'm okay with an individual fan base, an individual ownership group saying, okay, it's been long enough. We're letting you back. Because we know that's what a portion, and I'm going to say it's the majority of the fan base wants.
I agree with you, especially, man. Like, this is what I think about always, because I come at it from a perspective, for the most part, for most of his career, Sammy's career, I was in the media. For some of Sammy Sosa's career, I was covering Sammy Sosa. Like, I was in that locker room. I was around Sammy Sosa's locker. I have experience with the boombox. But what I know and what I have to keep in mind is that people a lot younger than me, like people in the, I would say, in their 30s-ish, that wheelhouse, that were kids.
It's a different hit. That memory hits different, right?
It hits a lot differently. And while I'm sure that they read and listen to and understand and watched and know what happened with Sammy Sosa, but there's a part of them, too, that's like, yeah, it was bad. It sucked. You kept him away from here. Cubs had him in Cubs jail, like I said, for a long time. And now it is the same fans that, quite frankly, have been wanting to see Sammy Sosa probably for about the last 5 years. This is probably, the Cubs probably waited a little bit too long, I think, to do this, but it is happening, and I think that he has served his jail time.
I would say better longer than shorter, because you want to make sure you set the tone. You're in charge. Sammy Sosa is not in charge. You are in charge as the owner of the Cubs, Mr. Ricketts. So I understand that, and I'm so glad we have Mark Grody on this program today, because as Mark said, he's been in that clubhouse. He's dealt with the boombox. He's seen Sammy Sosa. You covered the Cubs and so many other things between 2002 and 2010, and then covered, of course, the World Series run and that big run from 2015 to 2017. So you know intimately what was going on with Sammy Sosa, his teammates, the fan base, and their appreciation of all of that. We're going to get into more of that and more of your phone calls coming forward. Again, it's 312-644-6767. You can also hit us on the old text line, letting us know. 630 chimes in. Sammy was much watched TV and was a huge reason I love baseball. All these Saints that can't get over his mistakes must not have ever forgave anybody or made a mistake themselves. Let he who is not sinned cast the first stone. I believe that's the sentiment coming from that texter right there.
I think people's baseball abilities are insulted by it, especially when you have somebody like, I'm staring at a statue right now of Ryan Sandberg, whose Hall of Fame speech, quite frankly, and I know like those two are cool now, but quite frankly, Ryan Sandberg's Hall of Fame speech was about dissing Sammy Sosa to some degree. I mean, the theme of it was that little red light that came on that Sammy Sosa was so interested in that rubbed players the wrong way. But we might be seeing, and it is cool, man. This is a cool scene out here at Gallagher Way. We got fans in front of us playing bags. We got a group of fans over here to my left that are waiting to go in to do the tours. I like to see how things function. I mean, I did this for 3 years where I got here early and was inside the building. It's kind of cool to see how everything works this early outside of the building. But yeah, it's a cool scene out here at Gallagher Way, and we're staring at three statues, Billy Williams, Ron Santo, and Ryan Sandberg out here.
Yep, we're live from Gallagher Way. Mark Grody along with Marshall Harris. Layla has the day off. More of your phone calls, your texts, your reactions. Sammy Sosa back in the building for game one of a three-game set with the Seattle Mariners. We'll talk more about it on the other side. You're listening to Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. That was the call of home run number 62, because Sammy Sosa used to hit home runs. My favorite thing about a Sammy Sosa home run is you weren't like, hey, is that going to be a home run?
No, it was gone. That's all it was. It was over and done with. As we are broadcasting live from Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs Mariners here at Wrigley Field, Zach Zabin will do his pregame show right from here at Gallagher Way at 12:45. That leads up to first pitch. It's all brought to you by IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation. They're here with activities to show you how you can be as safe driving home from the game as possible. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com to learn more. Mark Grody, Marshall Harris here, leading you up into that pregame show. And it's been a day where we thought we were going to talk about all these different things. We are talking about PCA, the fastest Cub to ever reach 2020. That's 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases in a tough loss yesterday to the Brewers. So the division's not clinched, right? Because your whole thing was if they beat the Brewers, the division is clinched.
Yeah. See, that's the whole thing. If the Cubs had won last night and had gone up 7.5 games, we wouldn't be talking about Sammy Sosa at all today. We'd be celebrating the division championship.
No.
I now have to push it off just a little. It's still inevitable. It's still going to happen. My confidence has not wavered in any way, shape, or form. It's just that we can't have the official clinching party at this point. But it will happen. It might get closer.
I picture Grody sitting at home last night with the champagne on ice, ready to pop the champagne. Oh, PCA's up next. We're good. Double play by Suzuki. The game is over, and the champagne must go back into wherever the champagne goes for Grody.
We're going to get back to these phone calls for Sammy, but I will just say, like, just when you're starting to and any starting pitcher is going to have a bad start every once in a while. I don't know why I was expecting Jameson Taillon to continue on the run that he has been on, but I did expect it. Like, every single time that I've bought fully into Jameson Taillon and maybe moving up to where you feel like he's a top, you know, two guy in a rotation, something like yesterday happens. I'm by no means, it's been a really nice run for Jameson Taillon, but I was highly disappointed. And then just bouncing back to Sammy Sosa, let me just share this really quickly. Listening to that 60-second home run for Sosa in 1998, the highlight there. For me personally, in 1998, Sammy Sosa was a pain in the ass. Here's why. I had never been in a Cubs clubhouse, okay? I actually was working at the Score in 1998, like on a very part-time basis. I was working full-time downstate and then literally driving up at odd times, like on Saturdays and Sundays, to do scoreboard updates. Part of the update guy's job back then, before, you know, we hired other full-time producers and things like that, I had to cut my own highlights and all that kind of stuff, like everything. Like, I had to sit there, I had a VHS tape in on the TV, then I'd run to the production studio, I'd cut up the audio. So I'm constantly having to cut up Sammy Sosa home runs and get them on the air as soon as possible. So while it was a blast, like, he hit another home run and the Score back on the bunker on Belmont, everybody would go crazy. Grody, the home run, you got the home run. I'm like this guy coming in 3 hours from Central Illinois, feeling this pressure of trying to get this stuff on the air. So part of me, when I hear that, like, it brings back the stress that I was feeling trying to prove myself as a broadcaster at the Score.
No stress right now as the rain starts to fall here at Gallagher Way. Let's get back to the phone lines.
What?
312-644-6767. Yeah, it's raining right now, but it's a light drizzle. Don't be discouraged. Come say hi to Mark Grody and myself, Marshall Harris, as we're broadcasting live from Gallagher Way. Let's go to Ryan in Lake Geneva. Ryan, you're on the Score. Sammy Sosa, he's in the building. What are your thoughts?
Write that down, Robbie.
Oh, I love it. Oh, excuse me. Bro, it's good to hear you regularly on the show.
Oh, thank you. Fan. I appreciate that. Thank you. Bears.
I think that it's ridiculous. Like, I think the Major League gave them the steroids. It wasn't against the rules. No one watched it. Like, and then when they're popular again, then all of a sudden it's shame on you. Like, and like, let's compare sports. In football, Groats, you're a football follower.
That's right.
People do steroids in football. They get a 4-game suspension. No one talks about it. They go to the Hall of Fame if they're good. It's not a big deal. In baseball, like, last time I checked, steroids didn't make you hit a baseball. It's still the hardest thing to do in professional sports, hit a baseball. Steroids don't make you all of a sudden become an amazing hitter.
And Ryan, here's my pushback on that. I know steroids don't enable you to hit a round bat ball with a round object, But would you agree that steroids can aid in your recovery on a day-to-day basis when you're talking about a 162-game grind and have you feeling better each and every day?
Without a doubt, but the pitchers were doing it too. So
it's true. There's a lot of people that were doing steroids that will never even know that we're doing steroids, and that has always been so. Like the whispers from hitters have always been, "Hey, yeah, we were doing, but go check out those pitchers." Here, I'll say a couple of things. He's right. Like it was not well regulated while it was going on. The Major League Baseball, I guess it would have been Bud Selig then during the steroid era. He sort of, I mean, I don't know if it's blatant looking the other way, but maybe just not wanting to hear about it. I've heard many national reporters, ones that are still reporting and breaking news today, that have admitted that they were
aware
complicit,
of it,
but didn't do enough to investigate it or stop it or, you know, be the regulator of it, do what the media is supposed to do. So I do feel like we were all part of it. Now, here's the other part of it, why I do understand why people get mad. The numbers that Sammy Sosa put up were gaudy. You know what I mean? Historic.
He wouldn't have put up those numbers without that use of steroids. That's my point.
When you start to talk about home runs in the 60s, that's where you could have a legitimate gripe. And I understand what the caller is saying as well. We all look the other way. It was great for baseball. It was great for the Cubs. That's why I say the Cubs kept Sammy Sosa in jail too long. He ran things here with the Cubs. He filled that damn stadium on the regular, hitting home runs for teams that sucked. And there were moments for Sammy Sosa. Certainly 1998, the Cubs did go to the playoffs. He was part of that 2003 team, which ultimately failed, but was a fantastic team. So he was part of some big things with the Cubs as well. But when we start to look at the enormity of the numbers that he put up, that's why you can't fight against the people who are angry about Sammy Sosa.
I agree with you, and so that brings us to Sammy Sosa himself. Let's hear him in his own words back from CubsCon when he was welcomed back with open arms by ownership, and he was asked, does it bother him, Sammy Sosa, that people say his legacy is tainted?
No, man, don't lie, my friend. I don't really care who think about it or no. You know, my number is my number. Nobody can scratch my number from the board. I don't care what you say. So I'll move forward. You know, I do what I got to do, and I'm happy and I'm glad. And they show me tonight that my number count. So
can't take that away from him. He's right about that.
And that's why when you have the audacity to sit here, the gumption, the gall, and be like, well, Sammy's embarrassed. That man doesn't sound embarrassed. He sounds like a guy who's proud of what he did. He's like, hey, the means, they got to the ends, and everybody's happy, and they will give me a standing ovation when they see me on the Jumbotron today at Wrigley Field for the Mariners game.
But what about all the years where up until now, up until the Cubs convention, where he was disowned by the Cubs? That Tom Ricketts is up there not wanting, getting sheepish about taking questions about Sammy Sosa at Cubs convention. You don't think he's back at home in the Dominican and saying and like having to answer questions to people about why he's not? Look at these numbers you can't take away from me. How come you're not in the Hall of Fame?
Did you hear the tone of what he just said? Not just what he said, but the tone. Did that sound like a man who was sorry for anything he did?
No, that's a different question. I don't think he's sorry.
Okay, this
but
was
I
saying,
also think
I don't think he's embarrassed.
I think his pride was hurt. Maybe that's a better way to put it. You don't think Sammy Sosa is one of the most prideful? He won't admit to using steroids. So that's pride right there. So you're telling me that you don't think that his pride has been hurt, that he's been embarrassed having to explain in his country where he is king that Major League Baseball and the cuddly Cubs, where he ran things, disowned him up until this day, essentially.
708 on the text line, the BS non-contrite. Now just jump, because that's how many texts we're getting.
We're getting
the BS non-contrite
here
is a huge problem. I will forgive anyone that can express contrition. Otherwise, it's just an accountability dodge. That's where I land on it. I appreciate Sammy Sosa and everything he provided to Cubs fans and Major League Baseball at large. But I can still, with a skeptical eye, say, you ain't sorry for what you did. You're sorry you got caught. I think you can say that. And for the texter 708, tell Marshall Harris to settle down. Sammy is back. Who cares? I mean, I know he's back. I'm good with that.
You're happy.
Guess what? It's a good thing that Sammy Sosa will get his due from the Cubs fans who appreciate him. But I also can recognize that man did something he shouldn't have done, And that's why he's not going to the Hall of Fame. And for me, that's punishment enough. He ain't going to the Hall of Fame.
No, he's not.
That's punishment enough. Let's go back to the phone lines.
I do think you should settle down, though, just in general.
We're stacked up. One more before we got to hit another break. Let's go to Tony on the Odyssey app. Tony, you're on 670 The Score. We're talking Sammy Sosa. What's up?
Hey, I think that that other caller was exactly right. Look, everybody profited off it. As far as steroids go, even Grody, you pretty much know absolutely nothing about steroids or what they do for you or what the side effects are. All you know is what the media is telling you. It's all BS because steroids are legal now. People go get testosterone replacement therapy. That is an oil-based drug. That is testosterone cypionate, and it's applauded nowadays if you have low testosterone. So all that nonsense.
If you use it correctly, absolutely. There's a lot of things that if you use painkillers correctly, they're going to be good for you. You're telling
what
me
is
that
correctly?
That
you don't
know. Hold on a second. Are you telling me that HGH and steroids didn't contribute to somebody hitting 73 home runs in Major League Baseball? You're right. Well, I don't know the ins and outs and the chemical makeups of steroids and HGH, but I damn well know that there's a correlation with the amount of home runs Sammy Sosa hit and Barry Bonds as well. And you know that too, man.
And the people who don't admit
that
are just lying to themselves.
You do know that.
Okay, then if you don't know that,
you're smarter than that.
That means you haven't done enough research on the actual effects and the benefits of steroids.
Or you haven't watched baseball.
What are you talking about? There's been plenty of research that's been done on the effects of steroids in sports.
Dude, how do you
the recovery? The recovery.
Well, how do you explain, sir? How do you explain somebody hitting 73 home runs in Major League Baseball? Then just give it to me.
This is a huge problem with steroids. You're going to discredit 20 years of working out, all the training, all the everything they do because you found out he took a shot. That's not fair. Those people are professional athletes.
That Sammy Sosa did. We're giving out the facts. We're giving out the truth.
You don't.
The truth
you
is this
no
guy.
Idea. You don't know. You don't know. You're assuming.
What do you mean
you're
I don't assuming. Know? What are you talking about?
This guy had 60
home run seasons in three straight years or four straight years?
How about the 100 guys that took steroids that you don't know about that didn't get caught? You know about them, too?
They weren't as good as Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds and Mark McGuire. They just weren't as good. But my point is this. I'm going to stop with this.
You're right. These are talented players. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, they're talented players. Barry Bonds, you could take his career pre-steroids and after, and if you just took pre-steroids, he's a Hall of Famer.
Probably.
He just got tired of looking at McGuire and Sosa getting all the love.
Yeah.
He said, all right, y'all want to play that game? Watch this.
I don't have a problem forgiving Sammy Sosa. I'm down with I have. Because I think he did do jail time, baseball jail time. He did. He's been a disgrace to people. He's been dissed by the Hall of Fame. He was dissed by the Cubs. So I think he served his time and maybe deserved to serve his time. But come on, man. Don't tell me that there wasn't a correlation with the home runs that were hit by Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds. And those are just the two examples that come to mind. We could probably come up with the top 10 list of guys who hit gaudy home runs. Jason Giambi stealing Frank Thomas's MVP once upon a time ago.
As we are live from Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs-Mariners here at Wrigley, Zach Zaman will be along right here from Gallagher Way to do his pregame show starting at 12:45. That leads up to first pitch. It's all brought to you by IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation. They are here with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com to learn more. We're talking about Sammy Sosa, his impact, his legacy, the fact that he's in the building for all these fans who I'm sure got tickets well before today and didn't know that Sammy Sosa would be making his return in front of the fans at a game after being shunned for the better part of two decades plus. And so we actually heard from Pete Crow Armstrong at 9:30 on the Mullen Haas Show. I give you the time because if you want to use the Rewind app, or excuse me, the Rewind feature in the Odyssey app, you can go back to listen to what PCA had to say about his toward start, fastest Cub ever to get to 2020, but also about Sammy Sosa, who he's interacted with several times since being called up as a member of the Cubs, including this morning outside the clubhouse. So here's what PCA said about why having Sosa back in Wrigley is important.
Shoot. I mean, I got to see him already this morning, actually, which was really nice. I think having him back is very important. I think that, and I don't really know all that much about his his journey over the last, you know, 10 to 20 years. But, you know, being a watcher of baseball, I think it's really hard not to appreciate what he did in a Cubs uniform. So I'm glad he's back. You know, it was nice to see him excited. At least that's what it seemed. And I mean, the energy that guy has towards baseball and the enthusiasm he's got towards all of, you know, our processes as current Cubs right now, it's awesome. You know, he's super supportive. And I think it's right that he's back in a place that he spent a lot of good years.
So you hear him talking about Sammy Sosa. He understands the reverence. Remember, he was raised by his dad, who was a Cubs fan, diehard Cubs fan. And you hear that and you're wondering, okay, so when PCA actually met Sammy Sosa, what was that like? Here's what PCA had to say about that. Apparently, we don't have that quite just yet, but I'm telling you, PCA did talk a little bit about how the luster has worn off in terms of he doesn't see, like, my favorite story about a celeb meeting a celeb is when Allen Iverson describes meeting Michael Jordan for the first time,
yeah.
And he said he had a glow on him like Jesus. And he says that now that PCA's had multiple conversations with Sammy Sosa, it's not that, but of course he knows how important he was. Just to give people context here, Sammy Sosa stopped playing for the Cubs in 2004. PCA was born in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a guy that he didn't see.
He's only been told. He even said, like, PCA said, I don't know what this guy's been through over the last 10 years or so. Well, we could tell you what he's been through over the last 10 years or so. He's been in baseball jail, serving his time in baseball jail the last 10 years.
But now he's out of jail.
He's out of jail.
And people have thoughts, yes, about Sammy Sosa being out of jail.
That's right.
Let's go back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Up next, Marcus on the Odyssey app. Sammy Sosa in the building for today's game. Marcus, what are your thoughts?
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thanks, Marcus.
Just want to say, when everybody talks about the Sosa or even any of the steroids piece of people, I don't think Sosa, they bring up the fact that he's a two-time different way cheater with the cork bat. What's your opinion on that?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
I mean, that's a great call right there, and I will not forget that. And I was right here at Wrigley Field for that night, but I was not here initially. The cork bat thing happens, I think, relatively early in the game. I'm working at WBBM Radio at the time as a full-time sports reporter, like we were talking about earlier. Jeff Joniak is running the show over there at that time. I'm, like, out for dinner, like it's my day off. Joniak called me, Grody, I need you to get to Wrigley Field stat. I said, we got your press pass set up. I got there and was part of that whole thing. He's right about that. Like, but Sammy Sosa's answer to that, you remember what his excuse was?
What was his excuse?
I accidentally picked up a batting practice bat.
That's a good excuse.
It's a great excuse.
I'll say
it's
this.
Semi-plausible, yet laughable. Yeah, this guy over, this security guard, he's like, yeah, it's a little bit. I mean, but, like, you have to believe it, right? Like, you can't.
No, you don't have to believe it.
No, because you can't actually do the this. You
can't investigate it. There's no
you
way.
You can't investigate it, so he, like,
that's a plausible excuse.
Plausible excuse. Thank you. That's what it was.
All right, yeah. Let's go to the South Loop, where Alex is standing by. He's been waiting to call us here on 670 The Score.
That's our town,
Alex,
man.
You're on South Loop. With Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in on 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.